There are just some things you don't dip your wings in when you are in Buffalo. Yet the rest of the world doesn't seem to care. Now, they are getting their say, finally, in the 18th year of the National Buffalo Wing Festival.
We're going to address the major controversy in life. Ranch dressing versus blue cheese. It's a big problem we have in life.
Festival founder and Wing King Drew Serza's announcement drew no cheers from a crowd outside Buffalo City Hall late Wednesday morning.
We lay down our swords at Salem Field this Labor Day weekend. We are going to have Hidden Valley Ranch dressing available for all of our out-of-town guests.
You will be hard-pressed to find ranch-inclusive behaviors from most Buffalonians, but if you are going to make it work, the City of Good Neighbors can at least get behind an effort of goodwill.
They're going to collect donations, Hidden Valley Ranch, for the Food Bank of Western New York, now known as Feed More Western New York. And all of our donations will be matched by Hidden Valley. So how about a round of applause for Hidden Valley for embracing the Buffalo community?
After what can only be described as a pity applause, a few other changes were announced. Vegetarian wings will be on site for the first time in Wingfest history. Serza says younger people are eating more plant-based food, and they're adjusting to meet demand.
Again, I get a lot of calls for it, and I actually found a vegetarian wing that was pretty darn good. So I think with Root and Bloom coming in, it's a quality vegetarian wing. I haven't found one yet. That's the first one.
International Wings returned from London and Mexico, and they are joined by wings from the Buddha Sushi Bar, which hail from St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Also making a return is the 4th Annual Chicken Wing 5K and the United States Chicken Wing Eating Championship. As for the blue cheese versus ranch debate,
when I beat Bobby Flay back in 2008, guess what Bobby had as a side dish? Not blue cheese, he had ranch.
Well, congratulations to Bobby Flay, who has finally gotten his way. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.